Well, howdy, crew. How is everyone doing out there? Welcome to Next Generation. It is, of course, Wednesday, middle of the week. Hopefully everybody's week is gone well so far. Looking forward to the weekend, of course. Lots and lots of rain around these parts, unfortunately. We are live on the YouTubes simulcast over on gunchannels.com. Let me grab that link right quick. Always like to do that. Throw that out on the YouTube side. And, YouTube went down for a little while last night. Gun Channels was still up, by the way, and Gun Streamer and several other places. But speaking of Gun Streamer, if you're listening to this in replay, you can also listen to the replay of this over on gunstreamer.com, iHeartRadio, various other sources as well. While we kind of wait on the notifications and stuff to go out and everybody to get in here, go ahead and shout out the Gun Channel side. Looks like Shane, Mr. Rick, and Dog Body hanging out over that way. So hello, gentlemen. And let me go ahead and grab the website link here because we were talking, of course, about the various platforms that you can find the content on. And to get to all of those, pick your poison, as it were. Let's hop over to clovertac.com. You'll find all of that, as well as the swag store, affiliate links, discount codes, all of that good stuff. So, let's scroll through the room now here on the YouTube side. And a little early, but we've got Buck Stanley, Mr. Grandpa Buck out there. He was first. Snob's wife, Trucker, he says bad reception areas coming up, but here for now. And that's pretty normal. We expect that from Trucker. He's on the road a lot. Sam's in the house out there. Carmen's in the house out there. Andrew is with us. Texas Blades, Seven Wonders is out there. Pete, the guitar man. For some reason, Dwight Yoakam comes to mind when I hear that guitar man, Pete. I don't know why, but it just does. The rocker, Mr. Ozzy, with us. Michael's out there as well. So, yeah, they're starting to trickle in, and that's of course, a good thing. A couple of mentions as far as the way that the chat operates. If you're on that Gun Channel side, be sure to use the chat in the bottom right-hand corner. You'll go over to the channel page. Chat in the bottom right-hand corner is the one that you want to use. It is pretty good about refreshing real-time. But if you use the chat that's embedded in the channel page, sometimes you have to refresh that manually. So always better to use the chat in the lower right-hand corner. Well, as far as the YouTube, as we go along here and we talk with our guests, we welcome questions. We need your questions, as a matter of fact. So throw those out there in the chat as we're going along. Please, keep them appropriate. Keep them on topic, all of that good stuff. We may not get to them immediately, but we will get them copied down and we will get them asked. I can make you that promise for sure. And a little better way to do that would be to tag myself, M-W Tactical or Ghost Tactical out there. And the way you tag on the YouTube side is the at symbol and the screen name. So tag us out there and we'll do our best to get the questions in. Speaking of those two, they're here again to help out tonight. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. Enjoyed my day at the range. What little bit of time I had at the range. Shooting that new gun that I got that I really enjoyed, and I'm about to try to put a Walther in everybody's hand after that experience. But it was a great day, but ready to have an interesting conversation.
Gotta be careful because you never know. HK may come courting next, or you never know. Never know what can happen. Don't get too attached, man. Just saying.
Hey, I'm open for everybody.
Right. I know I'm having fun so far with mine, even though I haven't got to do a lot other than just kind of field strip and play around. It's been raining here. Hadn't got a chance to actually put any lead down range with it. But it's interesting. I can't wait to get it out there because other than my little P22, never had the opportunity to mess around with a, you know, with a current production, I guess you could say, Walther. And, you know, hopefully that'll bring a unique perspective to some of the content and other things that I'm doing with it. Hopefully it'll benefit them well, because, you know, I truly am a noob when it comes to the Walther game. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know I'm totally new with Walther. So this is the first time, unless you count when I was 13 years old, but I really don't count that. But this is my first experience shooting, breaking down, and actually looking at everything with their product. And so far, I'm impressed, especially with the trigger.
What was it back then did you have?
My uncle, he had the, I guess it's the P99, the little one that James Bond had back in the 80s.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I shot like about two or three rounds through that.
Yeah, the P with the PPK, P99, PPS maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Walther fanboy. I mean, I may become one. I'm not never going to say never, so to speak.
Well, I'm not to that point, because, you know, I was still pushing on Smith & Wesson, but today I'm more like, okay, this gun is driving me back to competition, because, you know, I got the Q5.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And this is like my very first time shooting. Well, not my very first time, but I shot a 5-inch barrel before, but this is my first one I ever owned. So it's a new experience for me overall, but so far I like it.
Right. Gotcha. And Ghost is in the house with you. Thanks for helping out, Ghost. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, I was really excited. I got the PPQ subcompact, which has now, I got a holster for it a couple days ago, so it's now my EDC right now. But 18 rounds into my experience of shooting this gun, I almost lost it with a squib. So I'm very thankful. But yeah, I the only experience I had with Walther before is I'd pulled a trigger a few times on a PPK back in the day. But this is definitely the first one I've owned. And I can tell you this, the trigger on this thing is unbelievable.
Yeah, I noticed that too. So yeah, definitely looking forward to it. So yeah, without much more ado, let's get into the show here. I think we vamped enough. If notifications were going to go out, they've probably done it by now. And welcome Sergio into the room. How are you, sir?
Really well, actually. I'm pretty excited.
we're excited to have you. These are always fun shows, getting to talk about shooting sports and just things you do in general. You know, can be fun, and sometimes it even brings back memories for some of us, so that's always cool. And the chat out there seems to enjoy it as well. So quick reminder to the chat out there, make sure to drop those questions if you have them as we're moving along, and we'll get to them. First of all, Sergio, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Okay, 13. So are you, that still junior high?
Yeah, I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grade, okay. Almost in high school. Your world is about to change. You've got one more year, and then your entire world will change. You'll be in the big school at that point. As far as your experience with shooting, when did that start? When was the first time that you actually went out and enjoyed shooting?
Well, I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. All right, my mom's cousin came to town. He's like, "Oh, we should go shooting." And my mom had never at that point let me shoot, because she's like, "It's really dangerous because there's some strangers that they might not know," and you know, right? And that time we did see what my mom was talking about. There was some, I think it was like ladies' night or something like that. So. Mm-hmm. There was like a group of 50 or 40 some year old women. It was like five, and they were handling the guns, like pointing it everywhere.
Well, that's not good.
A ton of safety violations.
Muzzle sweeping, and
yeah.
That's not good. Now, was this an indoor range or an outdoor range?
Yeah, it was an indoor
was
range.
an indoor range. Okay, even worse. Wow.
Yeah.
And that was your first experience? That was your first time you had all that going on?
Yeah, and then plus, just to make it worse, I shot a crappy revolver, 22, with a probably like a 12, 13-pound trigger.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, just like horrible. And for an 8-year-old to be pulling that,
That's a little
it's a
bit,
little bit
yeah,
hard.
that's just a little bit tough. Yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of neat. Well, then we know you started with a 20 with 22, I guess. So what'd you say? It was one of your mom's cousins that had came down?
Yeah.
Okay. And they were, I guess you said they were kind of a little hesitant at first about it.
Yeah, but thankfully, if it weren't for my mom's cousin, I probably wouldn't be here talking with you guys.
Right.
Yeah,
Right.
because
So you enjoyed the experience, just not that particular revolver. Is that what you're saying?
yeah.
Okay, good deal. Now it's interesting. Before you had that experience, because you mentioned seeing those ladies and them being unsafe. And something interesting that I would like to ask is, I'm assuming that even though you hadn't been to the range before and you hadn't had any experience with firearms before, you could easily see they were being unsafe, right?
Yeah, plus I had had the chance. Well, I owned a couple of air guns and airsoft guns, so
Okay, gotcha.
my dad kind of taught me everything that my grandpa taught him. You
Gotcha.
know.
Okay. Yeah, don't point it in a, muzzle in a safe direction. Finger off the trigger,
Yeah.
all that good stuff. Right. Yeah, I think that's important to, I think that's important to note, because a lot of people feel that, you need a whole bunch of training, and the basic safety rules are really simple. A toddler could almost adhere to your basic safety rules. In fact, I advocate that quite often. Like you say that your dad did with you, even with BB guns and pellet rifles and things like that. Always teach safety. It's really important.
Yeah.
So how did you get started with shooting competition?
So one of my mom's coworkers actually told my mom that there was a competitive shooting team that her son had been on, right? And I had already gone to the range like 4 or 5 times by then. And when my mom told me, I'm like, oh yeah, let's go, right? So we went, I joined the team. And after an hour of safety, I got to shoot with a decent gun for like the first time. And yeah, I just loved it.
Now the what team are you with?
I'm on the South Texas Shooters.
Okay. I knew that, but I was gonna let you say it. So, shout out to those. I mean, we've had several of your fellow shooters on from there. Y'all are all great kiddos for sure. And that's down in South Texas, by the way, if anybody out there is wondering, as a name would imply. I know that there's a Facebook page for that too, so go check out South Texas Shooters, and you'll be able to check out some of the stuff that those kiddos are doing. Anyway, go ahead. You said that your mom, somebody that worked with your mom, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your first experience like actually going to a club meet?
So it was actually pretty nice because everyone was so kind. I instantly got, a sense of community because there's a lot of sports that don't give you that sense of community. It's too competitive. Like football, there's gonna be soccer moms, or well, I guess football moms
And
that are
dads,
just,
and yeah.
pushing their kids like, oh, you have to do this, right? And he's like, oh, my son Timmy's the best, right? And it's just no sense of community. But here's, oh, what do you need? You need this. Like, they all help each other out for their kids. not just for their own kid, but for everyone. Right. So it's right. just a big family, basically.
Right. Now, did you get to do live fire your first time with them?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. And I'm guessing the equipment that you were using, did you bring your own to that, or were you using something they had?
No, I brought my own ears and eyes and ears, basically.
Okay. What about the gun? Did you have something at that time, or did you shoot something they had?
I shot a team gun. I only had my BB guns at the time, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. And how was that compared to the revolver? Big difference?
Yes, very big difference.
Yeah, makes it a lot more enjoyable. Now, what types of matches have you shot? I know you've got all sorts of trophies and ribbons and other things, so you apparently do a lot, but which how many different types of matches do you shoot?
Well, I know that you're a position shooter, and so am I, right? You know, I love shooting position out long range, 150, 200 yards even. Cool. Right? But mainly I do position, steel challenge, and SASP.
Okay.
I am looking into getting into USPSA, which I did get to try once with the with my own gun, but it was like a copy of USPSA that we have here. It's called VPS.
Okay.
You know, we just practice.
Right. It's like a customized or a custom tailored, I guess, course of fire, maybe.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. That's, yeah, it's pretty sweet. Now, out of the ones that you mentioned there, which one do you do the most of?
I actually do the most of SASP and, the steel challenge because, that's really what we mostly have down here. And mm-hmm. since there's, you know, only a few big matches down here, we usually have to go to San Antonio or Corpus. But
okay, wow, gotcha.
Yeah, usually gotcha. A few hours away.
Now, those are the ones you do the most. Which is your favorite?
Well, one of my favorites is the steel challenge, but my all-time favorite is SAS because that's the first thing that I shot out of this, and it's just one of my favorites.
Okay, I got you. And so nothing particular about that that makes you enjoy it more?
One of the main things is because it's just for kids, you know. It's they teach you everything that you need to know. It's just so many things that it's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just a little more comfortable, probably. A little more comfortable environment, maybe.
Yeah.
What you're getting at. Okay. Very cool. Mike, I'll let you jump in if you want to, if you've got anything.
Oh, yeah. So competition shooting, that's a drive for you. So what is your actual practice routine looks like?
Well, here at my house, I just do a lot of dry fire. You know, I put some post-its on the wall, and I go from post-it to post-it.
Okay. Now, when you do dry fire at home, do you, like, run around the house to try to work on your footwork or anything?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, that's something I do, like a little secret I do. Because, you know, in competition shooting, a lot of your movements are short and choppy. And the best way to do it is your house, when you cut corners and everything, is short and choppy. So try to get from one point to the next point pretty fast. Just a little secret that I do, just to give you a little tip there.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite firearm to shoot competition with?
Well, Currently, it's my Rimfire open gun. Because I put my Seymour on there. It's a nice contrast between the black and the, like, I guess, blood red Seymour. You know, it's nice.
Gotcha. Now, steel challenge. I never shot a steel challenge match, but I'm gonna start next month. So, what tips can you give me as far as shooting a steel challenge match?
Always remember to, you know, just go plate to plate. Fast transitions, fast transitions. But keep your sights like once you get to the plate, wait until you see that your sights are aligned perfectly, and then fire, and then you transition as fast to the next one, and you do the same. Because a lot of people, they'll just, you know, they'll go boom, 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 right? And, you know, they're pros and it looks really easy, but just by that sight being a little bit off, you're gonna miss the target, and you're gonna end up wasting three bullets on one target, and then you're gonna have like six more for the other targets. So
Well, and the other cool thing about steel challenges, there's only so many different stages. And so, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm new at steel challenge myself, but I can see how after you've been competing for so long and practicing for so long, it's almost muscle memory. That's where the guys get really fast and they can do that boom, 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 boom. Is because all of every stage, if you do that stage, whatever it might be, roundabout accelerator, whatever. It's the targets are always in the same spot in relationship to your box. So it's just you're used to that motion over and over and over all the time.
Yeah, it's actually one of the most useful things to, well, after you've been shooting Steel Challenge and SASP, because they're really alike, actually. SASP is a sort of a, you know, they kind of changed it up a bit, but it was a, it's a little bit of a cheeky ripoff of a Steel Challenge, and then they just slapped 18 and under on it, basically. So a lot
Now,
of them are really the same. Oh, sorry.
oh, you're fine. You're fine. I was going to ask with Steel Challenge, what's your favorite setup? What's your favorite stage? Do you have one?
Smoke and hope.
Okay. Most people say that.
Yeah. I guess just going fast is it's really nice.
Right. I can't say that I've got a favorite. At this point, I think I pretty much hate them all. But it'll get better. Mike, I didn't mean to cut in there. Have you got anything else?
Oh, no, that was it. I was wrapping up. That was the last one. Because I'm very curious about young guys shooting and the way they think and their perception as far as giving tips and everything.
Right. Now there are some younger kiddos than you on the team, right? There you
Yeah.
go. Okay, on the
There's
youth.
like some third graders and fourth graders and fifth graders.
Okay, awesome. And do you help out with them any when you're at the meetings and the practices and stuff?
Yeah, I'll try to just give them out some pointers, mainly to the new ones. And if like I see that I can help with something that they're having difficulties with, I'll try to help them or show them. But sometimes they'll be stubborn, and, you know.
Right. Well, some kids, it just takes time for them to listen. But when they don't listen to you, just show them pictures of all your trophies and ribbons and stuff, and tell them you know what you're talking about, right? Ghost, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, I got a couple questions. During the week, on average, how many days do you go to the range? And then altogether with dry firing and on range day and all that included, about how many hours are you actually practicing a week?
Easy, 4 to 5 hours. Sometimes even more. It depends on really if it's like on I guess it just depends on the day and whatever the atmosphere is, and you know.
Okay, and then Andrew out there has two questions for you. First one is in Steel Challenge, what kind of gun do you use in Steel Challenge?
Well, I use all three of my current guns. I use my rimfire rifle, which is the 1022, and I put a Vortex Venom on it, the 6 MOA one, and
Nice.
my open Ruger my Ruger 2245, and my iron Ruger 2245.
Okay. And the second question that he wants to know is, what is your dream gun?
Well, it's either in between like four, which is Atlas, an Atlas gun, an Atlas open gun, an Infinity open gun, an STI open gun, Limcat open gun, or an Akai custom open gun. Because I don't know, like I guess just the red dot, it's just, you know, so much of a better upgrade. So I've always preferred having a red dot on a pistol. Yeah.
Yeah, it helps with the transition, I suppose, a little bit. Now, something interesting that is, when you was talking about the 1022 with the Venom, do you like that setup? And the reason I ask is I've got a little custom 1022. That's what I've been using for carbine on the Steel Challenge, and I've got a Venom sitting here, and I never thought to put it on there. And try it. I've always figured that worked better on a pistol or something. So, do you like that setup with that Venom on that 1022, or is there another sight that you would rather have?
I actually really like that setup because you get really down low into your, well, your gun go your since your gun comes up to you when you're shooting, right? Your cheek is really on that gun since the Venom's riding low. You know, your cheek's right up to, into that gun. So by moving, you're basically driving the gun when you're seeing.
Right. That yeah, that's an interesting concept. I may have to throw my Venom on there and give it a try and see how it works. Now we've got a couple of questions out there. Some of them not related to shooting sports, but that's okay. Guitar man Pete, and I think he throws this out to pretty much all the kids. He says, "Guns, girls, and cars. In what order?"
That's a little bit of a hard one, but I'm gonna go with guns, girls, and then cars.
And then cars. Okay. That'll change in a couple years, probably.
Nah, you just
Maybe.
need the car to get the girl.
Yes. That's pretty true.
Well, at this point, though, he's a couple years away from a driver's license, so he's got time.
Yeah.
Good one. Now, David Bowling out there, he says, have you ever done any trick shooting? Ever tried any trick shots or anything like that?
Well, you know, yeah, I did it one time with my dad. I was just at the range and I'm like, you know what? Why not just put the clays that they use for shotgun at 50 yards? And with my Ruger, with my 1022, I just flipped upside down on my back, right? And since I was on a chair, I was lifted up and I tried shooting at it and I did hit two of them. So I was
Oh,
like,
okay. Cool.
oh, you know, it's pretty good.
Right. Yeah. So you go to, you don't, you actually, you do go to the range and kind of shoot for fun occasionally too, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Do you do any hunting down there at all?
Well, Yeah, I've always wanted to go hunting, but I've never really been allowed to, I guess, because, my mom, she's always told me that, well, not that it's bad. Well, how do I explain it? It's more like she doesn't want me to feel sad once I kill the animal,
I got
like
you.
because some of the people that I've met that, they go hunting every week or something, that one of them, he told me that he hit a deer, right? And he was tracking it for like an hour or two, and when he found it had like tears in its eyes while it was dying,
Right.
and he said that,
Yeah.
he kind of started crying because it's a sad thing,
Right. Yeah. It is to an extent. I think the thing with hunting that you just have to get in the mindset, and that's if you're doing it right, is that, it all comes down to game management, right? If you have too many deer in the area, then they're going to eat farmers' crops. You got an increased risk of disease that can affect them. There's all types of things. So there's reasons we hunt above and beyond just the meat. But the meat makes it all better too.
Oh yeah. I've
You
tried the
kind of get over it. You do feel bad a little bit, especially if you're new to hunting, I think that's natural. But if you, like I said, if you're doing it the right way and you understand why you're doing it, man has hunted animals for years, right? So it's not anything new. I just think it's kind of like the shooting sports, right? You have to do it in a responsible way,
Yeah.
responsible and ethic way. And as long as you're doing that, then I think you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
And one of the rules that she's always had is that if she's gonna let me go hunting, right? My mom's always told me that I have to eat the meat, right? That not let it go to waste,
Heck
and
yeah.
also that I have to skin it myself. So,
That's okay.
like,
That's an experience, but that's okay.
yeah.
And that's kind of it's kind of neat, in a way too, because with our stuff, I mean, we've always done that, and then for the most part processed, whether it's a hog or a deer or whatever, and then processed it too, cut up our roast and our steaks and all the different stuff. And that's kind of interesting too, because that's sort of a skill in a way, right? I guess, a survival skill almost in a way.
Yeah.
If something happened that you had to hunt to feed yourself, well, at least you knew how to go out and do something like that. So I think it's a good experience, but it's then again, it's not for everybody. I understand that too.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, AWAC out there. You were talking about some longer range stuff earlier. Are you familiar with PRS or F class at all?
No, not really.
Okay. Because he was asking if you had looked into maybe doing any of that, and that's longer range shooting, what that is. So, now Sam out there is asking, and I think you probably mentioned this with talking about moving up to some USTA. But he says, do you shoot any larger centerfire caliber stuff now?
What?
Any centerfire caliber? Do you shoot any like the 9mm or
Oh.
45 or is it all 22?
Well, I actually just ordered a PCC that I bought off gun broker. It's a Palmetto, so I am going to be shooting 9mm, right? And I have shot before some Glocks, here and there, and I've shot everything from a stock Glock to a completely modified Zev Glock.
Okay, awesome. So you're familiar with it. Yeah, I'm sure some of the other kids in the club, probably They probably let you shoot some of theirs every now and then just to experience them, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. And you've got to be, do you have to be a certain age to move up to like the 9mm?
No, as long as you're able to shoot it. But there is one requirement to shoot any pistol. It is that you have to be in fifth grade or above.
Or above. Okay. Okay. And that's probably about right for being able to actually handle it safely. I don't like to put very young kids on anything much more than a 22. 22 or maybe your revolvers are fairly safe simply because like what you said at the top of the show, you've got such a long heavy trigger pull that there's no way they're gonna run it, run away or accidentally pull the trigger really on it or anything like that. They've really got to be focused to make that happen. Now, as far as school, let's shift into that for just a minute. Do you go to public school or private school or homeschool? What's that like?
Well, I went all through elementary to public school, and in sixth grade I switched to private school because it was a Christian school, right? And I wanted to learn more of God.
Awesome. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's a very, very big school. Very many in your class.
No, there's 20 students in my class,
Oh,
so
wow.
it's not that big.
Okay. Very awesome. Now, is that something that, is that one of the schools that, because I know private schools are sometimes that way, you can kind of go at your own pace as far as your grade level? Or do they actually have grade levels that work with, along with the school year?
No, they work along with the
Okay.
school year, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. What's your favorite subject?
It's a little bit of a hard one, but I guess it would be science.
Okay.
And not one of the not well it's because that's where it depends, because like last week we were studying science and we were studying about plants and like the photosynthesis of plants and the light reactions and dark reactions, and it was really boring.
Right, gotcha. Gotcha. So you're not a, I guess you're not a gardener then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're not a farmer, in other words.
I mean, I like to, plant stuff here and there, but
Right.
that's,
But
yeah.
not into it that big. Right. I gotcha. So
No.
you're more of the, are you more of the animal side of science or more of like the physics, like the way space and the universe and things like that?
Definitely more into the physics of
Okay,
science.
gotcha. And there's a lot of physics with shooting sports, so that's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of physics. What's your worst? What's the subject you don't like?
Definitely, well, this year it's definitely gonna be a computer class because,
Really?
I mean, yeah, like last year it was just amazing, right? But I do have a really, really, really bad teacher. Well, he's not a bad teacher, but in my opinion, he's particularly crappy, how that I could say. Because
What's his name? Yeah, I just said, don't answer that. Don't answer that.
Yeah, that's not
Don't
the,
answer
what they call that, doxing people. That's not dox the teachers. We're
that.
pretty
Yeah.
good. and some people, and I'll go ahead and say this, I'll show my age here. I don't mind, but some teachers, it's just like anything else. With any profession or even you with the shooting sports or whatever, some people are better at things than others. Sadly, in a situation in school, yeah, there are teachers that if you get or ever get a really good teacher, and I know I experienced this, Ghost Mike, probably in the folks out there listening have too, that if you ever have a really good teacher, the rest just after that, it ruins you, right? The rest just don't measure up, no matter how good they might be. So, yeah, I can completely understand that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so let's shift over here, see if Mike wants to jump in for a minute. Got anything, Mike?
Yeah, sure do. It sounds like your shooting ability is short, but well, not your shooting ability, but your shooting area is short, but experienced at the same time. What's your favorite caliber to shoot?
That's actually it just came to my mind like perfectly right when you said it. 40. It's 40.
40? What?
Yeah.
Okay, so what makes the 40 so special?
Well, speaking of everything, I guess it's just, you know, it runs a little bit harder, you know. It has more recoil, and that's what I like. So that's why I like more of the bigger calibers. But you know, 22 is okay, 9mm is okay, but 40 is definitely like the best for me. It's, in my opinion, the best.
Okay, so now let me ask you this then. Okay, so now you said you're not doing USPSA yet. So yeah. Once you get into the whole running and gunning situation, do you think the 40 will still be the caliber of choice?
I mean, yeah, I guess it does. Well, no, not really. I guess 9mm or 38 super comp wins there because, you know, you got more round capability that your magazine can hold. And, you know, just it's 9mm compared to 40. 9mm is going to have more bullets in the mag.
Gotcha. All right, so now, when is your time frame to actually try to do your first USPSA match?
Well, whenever I get the PCC, I'm just going to be ready to sight in my sight and just go. Whenever there's a PCC or any carbine match or USPSA, anything, I'm ready to go. I'll just, you know, if someone tells me, you know, oh, okay, thank you, let's go. Yeah.
Okay. So now your shooting season, I don't know if I heard this or not. I might have heard it, but I was in the chat. Your shooting season revolves around school, I take it. Now, does it?
Well, it goes all the way into July, but mostly it's all school year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now the team that you shoot for, how does that incorporate with how many often y'all get together?
Well, we actually get together twice a week. They actually just changed the schedule on us. It was Mondays and Thursdays, right? But literally like 2 days ago, they just it was like, okay, let's just change it from the Thursday to Tuesday. So now it's Mondays and Tuesdays.
Okay. So now when y'all compete, I take it y'all compete as a group. So like the whole team goes to the matches, but it's just mainly local matches now, or do y'all travel outside of a 50-mile radius?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We go all the way to San Antonio, sometimes all the way up near Dallas. So, yeah, it's definitely fun.
Wow. Yeah, it pretty much sounds like you're into the shooting for the long haul now. Do you plan on making this a career? Like shooting sport, a career?
Yes, I would actually really love to. But I mean, I always want to have like a backup, you know, so I do want to go ahead and study something like industrial engineering or forensic science. But,
Cool.
You know, all the, it kind of links in with shooting. So, yeah.
Well, and you also have the potential always with, you know, with going to college with, you know, maybe getting on a shooting team there while you're getting that education.
So yeah.
You don't actually have to sacrifice anything.
Actually, I think A&M, my personal choice to go to is it has a they have a shooting team
A
that
very good shooting team, yes.
I actually know, well, one of the members on it. He actually just left from the South Texas Shooters last year. His name's Holden, right? And I know him very well, and I know the coach very well. Well, yeah, actually pretty well.
You go. Nothing wrong with that. You got anything else, Mike?
No, that's it for now. I'm pretty sure I'll come back around for round three.
I hear you. Ghost, you want to jump in?
Yeah, if you were to give advice to other junior shooters out there that are thinking about getting into competitive shooting, it's a two-part question. One, what would you suggest their first gun be? And two, what would you have them do first? Would it be steel challenge, or what would you suggest to them to get started in competitive shooting?
Well, for part one, I guess that the preferable gun would be a rifle, 22, or something, a little bit easier, right? To learn that there's not that much of a learning curve. You get on it, and in within a month, you're shooting decently. Within 2 years, 3 years, you're gonna be shooting really good. Definitely something that's cost efficient, like Ruger 10/22, or maybe even a little the 22 pistols, like a Ruger 22/45 or the Browning Buck Mark. And for part two, I guess it would be Steel Challenge because it's more available. Or maybe if you don't have Steel Challenge, maybe USPSA or IDPA, because it's definitely going to be more available for you to get there or for you to shoot. But if there is like a chance to do SAS, definitely just go for SAS, or 4-H, 4-H too. Great position, great everything. They teach you all the things that you need to know to shoot. So.
Right. Yeah, 4-H is more of a precision thing. That's where my background basically is in. And it's a lot more of the precision stuff. But so it kind of depends, I guess, on what you enjoy doing as well.
Yeah.
Some like the fast, and then some like the slow precision stuff. Personally, I like them both. I like any kind of shooting. Doesn't matter what it is. You have anything
Yeah.
else? Right. You have anything else, Ghost?
I got a couple more if you
Yeah.
want.
No, go ahead.
The first one is I know that's kind of early and you have college plans and all that, but have you ever thought about, and Mike can kind of give you some backgrounds on this as well, but like the Army, different military. I'm a Marine, and Mike's an Army soldier. But have you ever thought about maybe joining the military? But there, when you join the military, sometimes some branches will have marksman teams. That's your actual job. You get to do nothing but shoot every day. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes, actually, bringing that up, well, I mean, one of my main goals in life, it's been to become a Navy SEAL. I just think it's one of the coolest jobs ever. You get to be, I guess, the hero in the story, right? You get to save the damsel being the US,
Go.
So.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And the last question that I was going to pose to you would be, I know you talked about going to college, maybe for engineering or something like that, and you've talked about maybe wanting to be a professional shooter, but there are a lot of manufacturers out there. We just had a guy on from Walther on Friday, last, a couple weeks ago on Friday night, that works for Walther, but is also on their shooting team. That might be something you look into. You might actually get to work at a gun company and be sponsored on their shooting team. So that's just something you might want to think about.
Yeah, actually, like so many people I know that do that, like Max Mitchell, the Mitchell X, the there's so many, like JJ, Rakaza, Shane Coley, you know, all of them. They get to work for Glock, Sig, and Smith and Wesson, right? But they also get to be shooting, like, and representing them. So.
Yeah, and I think you've got a solid plan for that, because with mechanical engineering, I mean, that certainly puts you in those job categories as far as, you know, that type of schooling. And then going to A&M, it's one of the best out there for mechanical engineering as well. So or at least in Texas, that is. So yeah, I think you got a pretty solid plan. I didn't mean to cork you there, Ghost. You got anything else?
Oh no, I'm done. Yeah, that was it. That was it.
So let's shift gears a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about, accomplishments, things you're proud of, and maybe setbacks and stuff like that. Out of all the awards, all the stuff that you've won as far as matches awards go, what are you most proud of?
I'm definitely proud of going all the way to Ohio and winning, but right after that is me winning the postal match for 4-H, and me being able to go all the way since I was already in Ohio, me getting to compete in the CMP games. That was awesome.
Right. Now, as far as things that you are proud of that didn't involve winning an award, is there anything that you're proud of that you accomplished that you didn't get an award for?
Yeah, CMP. Yeah, definitely CMP. I mean, I didn't place all the way up, but I did actually pretty good. I think it was like out of 200, I got like 70 or something like that. So, you know, it wasn't the best, but I did what I could do, right? I did the best that I could.
Right.
I mean, it was with the loaned gun. So,
Wow. And
yeah.
that's your first time as well?
Yeah, it was my first time shooting CMP, but I had practice for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. And as far as setbacks go, was there anything as far as shooting sports that you've struggled with? Something with technique or form or anything like that?
I mean, not really. I guess one of the things I did struggle with the first few times, I wouldn't, go for the reset, on my gun. I would pull it, and then I just let go of the gun. Oh, not the gun, but I'd let go of the trigger. So
Come
instead
completely
of,
off. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
So.
that's a hard thing. We learn from an early age for some reason to pull the trigger and completely let go of it.
Yes.
And that's not even good with precision in a way. You want as little movement as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially not good for speed. So yeah. Now, as far as in matches, is there something that sticks out where you've just had a bad day that you've had to overcome in a match, maybe an equipment failure or something like that?
I mean, yeah, my equipment has failed on me a couple times. Well, back then when I had my Venom 3 MOA on my open gun, which now has my Seymour, right? I went all the way up to Dallas, since the NRA meeting was happening there, and also that I had a rimfire challenge thing up there. So when I went, I shot the best that I could, but the sun was bright, it was a nice sunny day. But for me, it wasn't good. I would have preferred gray skies, because definitely that would have made me place way better. But I literally couldn't see the dot, even on the brightest setting. Like, I would take seconds even just to see the dot and hit it. And sometimes I just, you know, I try to center the target right in the middle of the sight and, you know, see if it would hit. But, yeah.
Right. Oh, I can get it. Now, did you go to the NRA meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. How did you enjoy that?
It was awesome.
I guess, right?
All yeah, right. Definitely.
Now, did you meet up with people there? Was there a reason you went, or did you just go to kind of enjoy the experience?
Well, it was also my birthday, so.
Oh, okay.
It kind of just like the stars aligned, basically.
There you go. Right. Yeah. There was lots to look at. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So now do you, thinking of the NRA, that would have been a good opportunity maybe to talk to people about sponsors. Do you have anybody that helps you out with anything, or it's just your parents?
Well, I do have some sponsors, like some local sponsors.
Okay.
One of them is in the car business, you know. Clark Chevrolet, and they sponsored me, and two gun stores also sponsored me, but besides them and my parents, who are my main sponsors, you know, not right. really anyone else. But I would love to get sponsored because, you know, it just opened it up way more for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
some gun parts are expensive, you know. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. Yep. I mean, even minor things are, you know, 60, 75, 100 bucks. for minor thing, and sights, when you're talking about red dots and the venom, you know, you're talking a couple hundred bucks, you know, at that point. So it can definitely add up. Yeah, for you or for anybody else, you know, any of the other kiddos that are out there, I'm glad you brought that up. Nobody else has mentioned, like, you know, the NRA show, but the NRA show would be one, if you know, you're out there and you're listening and you need those sponsors, I would highly recommend going to the NRA show and talking to some of the companies there. Maybe wear, if you've got your team jersey and stuff like that, maybe even wear that to the show, you know, and talk to them and just see what happens. Don't be afraid to hear the word no, you know what I mean? But you don't know until you ask. You know, see if they've got anything in the budget and can help you out. So, yeah, definitely do something like that. So it looks like we're up against the top of the hour again, sadly, because we've had a great conversation. So I'm going to do a couple things real quick. I'm going to grab the link for clovertac.com. I'll drop that in the chats out there. Make sure you go check that out, because that'll get you where you need to be to see all the content that we put out, coupon codes, so forth and so on, swag store, all that good stuff. But for now, let's run it through the room here and see if we got anything that we need to plug. Mike, you got anything to plug before we get out of here?
Yeah, the only thing I want to say is just head on over to www.m-wtactical.com. And if you click on media links, it'll take you to all the outlets that I'm associated with. And just go to the website, play around, have fun, and look at everything I'm a part of. Under media links, you can read about us and the About Us page as well. And it'll take you to the other platforms that I associate myself with.
Sweet. Thanks for helping, Mike. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Ghost, what you got, bud?
Not a whole lot. If you're going to feel dumber and learn some bad stuff, if you want, head over to the website. It's www.ghosttacticalproductions.com. And all my media links are on the homepage. I would say if you want to go check out this one's Drill of the Month. It's a pretty fun, you know, little 8-shot Drill of the Month, but it'll help you with your concealed carry and just getting a little more precise and all that. So thanks for having me.
You bet. Absolutely. And One more time, I'll throw it out there. Sergio here is a part of South Texas Shooters. If you follow the show, you're probably familiar with them. I don't have the link with me, but easy enough to find on the Facebooks over there. So just go over there, type in South Texas Shooters, and you'll be able to follow what all those awesome kiddos are doing down there. Sergio, I want to thank you for jumping in with us. Great job. You're another awesome kiddo, man. So you're gonna go far, I'm sure. Just stay focused. You got anything else before we head out?
Yeah. I wanted to say a few things. Vortex and Walkers, Tandem Cross, and so many others. You know, great companies. I love their products, right? And you guys can go and follow me at Team Shooting Sergio on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Awesome. Team Shooting Sergio. Got it. Well, thanks again for jumping in. We do appreciate it. It was fun. That is going to do it for us. We will be back for the Nerd Chat, of course, tomorrow night. We'll have Firearm Friday on deck Friday. Still debating whether or not I'm going to drop a produce video tomorrow. Been trying to work that out. We've been dropping the produce stuff on Tuesdays for sure. And since the Thursday live starts so late, I've thought about doing it then. Don't know if I'll push it to the weekend. I've gotten to where I like my weekends and not really having to do a whole lot, because I do so much during the week, of course. But we'll see how that works. So be looking for it if you see it, so to speak. That is it for this week. We are out of here. Thanks to everybody on the Gun Channel side and YouTube side for jumping in. All the great questions. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.